This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Those Uncle Sam additions to bank accounts under the $1.9 trillion stimulus started hitting about 2 weeks ago, a third round of government money to counteract the pandemic drag. It's $1,400 a person for those who meet the income limit. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more now on where the money could be flowing.
This third round of relief payments is bigger than the previous two.
You have families right now who are getting thousands of dollars, in some cases maybe $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
Lisa Rowan tracks consumer behavior at Forbes Advisor.
You know, you think, oh, it's a party. They're going to be able to spend. They're going to purchase vacations for the future. But I think for a lot of families, this stimulus check to them means that they're going to be able to get caught up on bills or pay down some of that debt that they incurred during the pandemic.
Now, the pandemic has affected Americans in different income brackets differently. So let's break it down. People who worked low-wage service jobs before the pandemic are most likely to be in serious financial distress now, says Notre Dame economist James Sullivan.
For those that have low earnings, these payments are often used to make a large payment, like a security deposit, back rent, to pay off a debt, or to buy a large durable good.
Like a used car to get to work.
They don't often have accumulated enough savings to make those kinds of transactions, and a large payment like that positions them to do so.
Middle-income households may increase their spending a bit and pay down debt, but Camilla Yanishevsky at CFRA Research says some of them may hold back because they're worried.
Concerns regarding economic prospects and the speed at which employment conditions can be restored, we think that group is most likely to save. To embrace frugality.
That describes Jessica Oyanagi's family in Hawaii. Her photography studio hasn't had much business. Her husband's welding work has been slow. She sent me this voice message. She was too busy homeschooling her kids for an interview.
We're just putting our stimulus payment into savings in case anything goes sideways again, and we need the money for everyday living. It's not a very exciting way to spend the money, but I guess these are just the times we're living in.
Now, folks who have discretionary income to spare, says CFRA's Yanishevsky, are likely to spend their relief payments on
entertainment and services.
And then there are folks who are doing so well, they don't even qualify for a relief check.
Higher income Americans, the ones that haven't lost their jobs, might have even seen income growth, they're very well positioned to splurge.
Particularly on travel, including international travel, helping that hard-hit sector of the economy to recover. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.